Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today, I couldn't wait to do this show, but it is Wednesday. It is Relationship Wednesday. It is 5:30 in the morning in LA, and I am ready to go with this show for so many reasons. And the biggest reason is that this topic is a never-ending topic. How to find the right person for you and the right partner for you. Think about how many times, how many people try to do this. And I was a little bit scared at first to do this topic because it's so big. Time you get to be a certain age, you do get to know yourself. You do know certain things about yourself. And for some reason, when we first meet people that we are like truly attracted to, and sometimes they're the complete opposite of us, sometimes they're a lot like us. Most of the time, in the beginning, we forget that this is the time to get to know somebody. And we start making commitments left and right. We start feeling like we have to tell them everything. We feel excited. Our curiosity's on high. It is the hardest time to meet somebody, and the easiest time to meet somebody at the same time. Because hard, you're not paying attention to a lot of details. And you're even going to know it like when they tell you, but they can tell you anything at that time and you think it's the greatest thing in the world, and it could be the craziest thing in the world. And as you're listening, you're like, wow, at least they're telling me, at least they're telling me. But the biggest thing you need to do is to pay attention in the beginning, not only to them, but to your saying and what you're committing. Because a lot of people are pretty loyal, and when they say things in the beginning of the relationship, they feel indebted to those words. No matter what the other person tells them, that it is a red flag of some kind. But the biggest indicators in the beginning, one of the biggest, is how the person talks about their past. It is the biggest indicator you will ever have. Do they hate all their ex-partners? Was something wrong with everyone in the past? Did everybody hurt them? Is there some kind of balance where someone was okay? Was some of the things maybe they're undoing, they're needing to leave? But everything they tell you about a past partner will be exactly, maybe even verbatim, just fill in the blank on the name, what they will say about you. So in that time, in the beginning, instead of talking about how in love you are, because you're going to feel it, remember that you don't know this person enough to love them yet. You may have that spark, which is what we need to fall in love. But a lot of times in the beginning, it's curiosity. They may be really beautiful or handsome. They may look like they have everything in place, but let people tell you who they are. Do not assume that you already know or you could handle it, whatever it is they tell you. If there was a divorce where she or he did not want the partner to see the children ever again, that's someone who's very mean, unless the partner is truly warranted that. but you would usually know. Was everything okay before the divorce, and now that you're getting divorced or you are splitting up, all of a sudden that person goes from good to bad? Because I've seen that, because a lot of people can't accept that the divorce is happening. They don't want to be blamed for the mistake, so they demonize their partner or boyfriend or girlfriend. How did they leave? How do they talk about their last relationship and the relationship before that? How do they feel about their parents? How do they feel about their own children? How do they feel about the people they work with? Did you just walk into a complaining world? Did you just walk into a loving world? Did you just walk into a world that sees both sides of their own life? Did you meet somebody who self-accounts? Or, well, you know, you think you're going to be the one to walk in and change everything and change the world and make it better because everybody else was so bad to this poor person. I don't know about that one. Really think about that. Because dating, relationships, desires, they all look who would be your perfect partner. And how would you know who it is? It is truly one of the biggest questions of our lives.